Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kirk Cousins is on the show at 11. That's 10 minutes away. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan on the Friday after a Thursday night debacle for Washington in Dallas. Vaughn's in Alexandria. What's up, Vaughn?
Grant, Danny, what's going on? Thanks for the call. You guys ever see when the new kid arrives on the cell block and he thinks he's the baddest dude going into the cell block, then leaves with a cellie holding his hand? That's what Ryan Kerrigan did last night. Did you guys see that play when Tyrod, the left tackle, Taylor Smith, I think his name is, punked him and Kerrigan just looked up like, yeah, you're my daddy now. That was the resemblance of the entire game to me. And one more quick point. Grant.
Yes, sir.
I got to give you the gasser.
Okay.
The same point you made about fans discussing Kirk Cousins, you did the same thing for Jay Gruden this time. The same exact thing. They don't see the earth. You said the same thing about the earth being flat.
Yeah.
You just did the same thing in regards to Jay Gruden.
Okay. Thank you. John's in Waldorf. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, John.
I'm not sure which one. I think it was maybe Grant that one of the callers said that the Redskins came out flat, and you said no, they didn't. Now, from what I watched, the drive where he threw the interception, if it wasn't for the roughing the passer call, they wouldn't even have been down that far. So
because of a drop.
The Dachson drop.
Because of a drop. They got a guy open. They made a good throw, and Dachson dropped it. But you're right. That would have been the end of the drive.
Right. So had that – not been there. So tell me how you think they were so good coming out. They weren't flat. I mean, but you say the defense was good coming out because all the three and outs. But that's how Dallas has been playing for the last two weeks.
So we don't give the Redskins defense credit for that.
No, I mean you do, but it's not surprising. Dallas hasn't done nothing in the last 2 weeks.
Johnny, I guess here's my point. I'm not saying the Redskins were great, but this is the point I'm making. I want your response to. How in any way – you're saying that you would view them as flat had they have not sustained that drive with that penalty or whatever it is. That was a dropped pass by Josh Dachson that hit him directly in the hands. My only point about Jay Gruden has been let's blame him for the things that are his fault. You want to blame him for 13 guys on the field? That's embarrassing. Let's do that. Dropped passes and turnovers are not on him.
No, you're right. Like I said, there has to be partial blame. It's a team effort. I understand he dropped the ball, but again, you cannot take away the penalty. If the penalty wouldn't have been there, they wouldn't even have been in that position.
Right, and if he wouldn't have dropped the ball, then the penalty wouldn't have mattered because it would have been a first down anyway if we're going to play the if game. Rodney, Kentucky, you're up. Rodney, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, Rodney.
Yeah. I've been a Redskins fan going back all the way since I was 11 years old in 1974. Every year it seems like for the last, 10, 15 years, it's been one debacle after the other. And, all the things that I've seen this Bruce Allen, I mean, I think, he needs to be fired. In fact, I'm calling on all Redskin fans to boycott everything to do with the Redskins until Bruce Allen is actually gone. And, I've been listening to you this morning. It's like you say, well, it's all on the players. Josh Dachson is the one who's dropping the balls. Well, it's Jay Gruden who keeps putting Josh Dachson out there on the field. And last night, even on his video conference report, whatever, I don't have anybody else to put out there. Well, there's lots of people to put out there. He's the one putting the players on the field. What would New England do if you had a guy that kept dropping the ball?
Josh Dachson, they'd throw him the ball again later and let him catch a touchdown.
No, I mean, as many balls as he's dropped, as many times as he's dropped the ball on punts and stuff like that.
That's Jamison Crowder. Thank you for the call. Josh Doctson has not had a drop problem this year. He just hasn't. That's just not correct.
We would disagree with that.
He's dropped, well, okay. He's dropped maybe four or five passes this season, something like that. He has not been an issue dropping the ball. There are a couple plays he could have made where he had his hand on the ball that were pretty acrobatic and insane catches that he didn't make as well, if you want to tack those on. But last night, Maurice Harris was hurt. He was not available. So they had Ryan Grant, Jamison Crowder, Josh Doctson. I think Brian Quick was deactivated.
Yeah.
Did they have another wide receiver?
Not really available at that point.
Okay, so with Harris out of the game, I believe they had Crowder, Grant, and Doctson. So they actually did not have enough. If you want to bench Josh Doctson, which I don't advocate, by the way, caught a touchdown, crazy play, back of the end zone later in the game. But if you wanted to do that, because he dropped two passes, and by the way, you better also bench Jamison Crowder, who cost you a lot more than he did, and you better bench Tyen Seki, because otherwise you're just picking and choosing now. But if you want to bench guys who are failing, you better have some depth. You're already using a third stringer at center and a third stringer at guard. You're already using a guy who was on the practice squad a couple weeks ago on the outside of wide receiver.
His New England point, they'll bench you if they've got an alternative. They benched Mike Gillisley's butt. They benched Stephen Ridley years ago because he fumbled that time. You fumble, you sit down for Bill Belichick, but they've always got an answer.
Bet you they wouldn't bench Brandon Cook.
The Redskins don't have an answer. They don't have anybody else. And again, that's a systemic failure, the fact that this is where they are.
Kirk Cousins at 11. Way more of your calls as we continue letting you guys jump on the show and vent today. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It's G&D for our buddies at Window Nation. The winter is coming. You know you can get the deepest discounts on home remodeling projects during the winter. Think about it. When do you get the best deals on summer clothing? It's at the end of the summer, right? Same applies for windows. Demand down, inventory up. Expert installers are just twiddling their thumbs, waiting. So call our buddies at Window Nation and mention that 000 sale, GP. 000 situation.
Big deal from Window Nation, the 000 sale. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year. You got to upgrade your windows. You're going to pay later. Save your money. Use it this holiday season. They have installed 350,000 windows. Call them up, 866-90-NATION. Get the 000 sale. Zero down, zero payments, 0% interest. Plus, right now, you're going to receive 50% off all styles of windows if you call 866-90-NATION.
Or go to windownation.com. You got to tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.